This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can get your very own copy of Open Doors, a year of daily devotions book. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Facing Giants in Life and Work.
In verses 8 to 10, it says this: Each day Goliath would stand and shout at the ranks of Israel's army. He would say, "Why do you come out here and line up for battle? Choose one man to fight me, and if he's able to kill me, we'll become your subjects. But if I kill him, you'll become our subjects and serve us." Day after day, circle that, day after day, Goliath taunted them, saying, "This day I defy the ranks of Israel." And when Saul, that's a king, and Israelites heard this, everyone was deeply shaken and paralyzed with fear. Now notice the situation. They're all demoralized. They're gripped with anxiety. They're terrified. They're traumatized. They feel hopeless. One translation says they were so frightened they couldn't do anything. Have you ever been in a situation where everybody around you thought this is hopeless? Maybe you have been at work and in your office say, "Hey, in this economy, nobody can grow anything. We can't solve this problem. It's going down the tubes." And everybody around you is saying, "It can't be done, it can't be done, it can't be done. It's never going to happen, it's never going to happen." And they're all discouraged, and they're all convincing each other because they're all filled with fear. And they say, "There's nothing we can do about this problem." Let me tell you something. Conventional wisdom is often wrong. It is often wrong. Everybody there was wrong. It says there twice in that passage, Goliath challenged the ranks of the Israeli army. Sometimes the solution has to come outside the rank and file. What you need is a little kid from a village to come and go, "We can do this." What you need is a fresh set of eyes, because the professionals were wrong. The crowd was wrong. Just because everybody says it's so doesn't make it so. The crowd is often wrong. Just because somebody says the crowd says it's true doesn't mean it's true. And so somebody had to challenge the status quo. Now, why had everybody given up? Why had they all gotten so discouraged from this one giant? And the answer is they were listening to the wrong voice. They were listening to this guy every single day. Look at the next verse, verse 16. "For 40 days, twice a day, morning and evening, the Philistine giant loudly berated the Israelite army." Well, it's no wonder they got discouraged. They're listening to this guy day after day after day after day. Question: who are you listening to? Who are you listening to who says it can't be done? Who is poo-pooing your dream, putting down your dream, saying it won't ever happen, forget it? Who is telling you that you're not the person to do it? You know, if you listen to negative people long enough, you know what happens? You get negative, because it's highly contagious. Maybe one of the best things you should do is stop listening to talk radio, because it is negative, 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 negative. And you know what? If you listen to it negative, you know what you're going to become? A negative, bitter person. And if you listen to people who are against, 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 against every day of your life, guess what? You end up being against everything. Negativity is contagious, and so is fear, and so is discouragement. And if you listen to somebody who said America's going to hell in a handbasket day after day after day, pretty soon you start acting like it and you believing it. Now, sometimes you just need a fresh voice. You need a kid from the village with fresh eyes. Go, this guy's nothing. We could take him down. It's a slam dunk. Look in the next verse, verses 23 and 24. As David talked with his brothers on the front line, he saw Goliath start shouting his usual threats to Israel's army. And when the army heard Goliath, they all ran away in terror. They all ran away. Let me give you some advice. Don't hang out with fearful people. Don't hang out with fearful people. Because if you do, you will become fearful. If you hang out with cowards, you become a coward. You hang out with bitter people, you become bitter. You hang out with angry people, you become angry. You hang out with negative people, you become negative. It's highly contagious. The first barrier to your dream is delay. Somebody's trying to hold you back. But the second barrier to your dream, the second dream buster, is discouragement, because everybody around you is telling you that life sucks and it can't be done. And they're wrong. They're wrong. Now, there's a third dream buster, and I call it the giant of disapproval. And David had to handle this one, is he had to be willing to face the disapproval of people around him in order to go after his dream, and you will too. Now, here's the problem. The reason why most people don't ever go after their dream is they are afraid of disapproval. They are afraid of rejection. In this case, David's own brother questioned his motives. David's own brother questioned his motives and disapproved of David even going after the giant. We want everybody to like us. I mean, we really do. We want everybody to approve of everything we do. But if you go after God's dream for your life, I'm guaranteeing you this. There will be naysayers. There will be critics. There will be misunderstanding. There will be attacks. There will be people who are judging you for what you do because they don't get it. And that is the disapproval giant. In this case, David's own brother questions David's motivation, and he treats his younger brother with disdain and disgust, and he demeans him, and he disregards him, and he belittles him. In verse 28 and 29, notice this conversation between the older brother and the younger brother. And David's there on the front line, and he asks the soldiers, what's the reward for killing this Philistine and ending this disgraceful abuse? He said, what's the reward? Now, when David's older brother heard David and even asked this question, he burned with anger at David, and he said, now, listen to this conversation and see if you can identify with it. David's older brother says, why are you here anyway? Why aren't you taking care of your scrawny little flock of sheep, you cocky little brat? I know how conceited you are. And David, the younger brother, goes, now what have I done? Can I even ask a question? Do any of you vaguely relate to this conversation? Yeah, it's called sibling rivalry. And it's happened in every single family. Because the older brother and the younger brother, the people closest to you can't see what you see. They can't imagine you accomplishing something that they've never imagined themselves. They think they know who you are, but they don't know you like God knows you. And so they come out with this demeaning, demoralizing disapproval. You hear the family dynamics going on here. The sad truth is this. Sometimes it is your own family that doesn't want you to accomplish God's dream. It may be envy. It may be jealousy. It may be they think they know you better than you do and they know your weaknesses, but they don't know God's strength. It may be that they would be embarrassed. It may be that they would resent you being successful and it would make them look bad. I don't know really what it is, but sibling rivalry often leads to resentment. Did you know that even Jesus had to deal with this? You know, Jesus was born of a virgin. Mary and Joseph hadn't had sex because God was the father of Jesus. But the Bible tells us very clearly that after Jesus was born, later on, Joseph and Mary had many kids. In fact, we're given their names in the Bible. In fact, Mary and the kids followed Jesus around during his ministry. Now, what is interesting is that none of Jesus' half-brothers or sisters accepted him as Lord and Savior until after the resurrection. And then they all became believers. Because when your brother has died on the cross and then 3 days later he's walking around talking to you, that would make me a believer. But I have to show a little grace to these guys, because I wouldn't want to believe in my brother either. You know, if my brother said, by the way, I'm God, yeah, you and who else? Okay. How would you like to have Jesus as your old brother, Mr. Perfect? I mean, there's noise going on, and the mom walks in, and Mary goes, what's going on in here, kids? Well, Jesus did it. No, you guys know he didn't do it. Mom, he lied. Jesus never lies. But Mom, how would you like to have a brother who was always right? That would be hard growing up in that family, okay? And so I can see every reason why they would not accept him as the Messiah until after his death and resurrection. But even Jesus had to deal with the sibling rivalry. Because a brother or a sister will often say, who do you think you are, when you have a dream? I'll never forget when this church many years ago bought this piece of land, 120 acres. And Saddleback was a much smaller church at the time. And the word got out of the community that this little church was going to go buy 120 acres in Orange County. And said, yeah, who else? And the word got out around this community. Those people over there at Saddleback Church, who do they think they are? And I remember having to address it in a service, and I had to stand up and say, folks, you've heard this rumor going around. People saying, who do those people think they are? I mean, what kind of, they think they're special or something? And I had to say, that's not the question. That's the wrong question. The question is not, who do we think we are? The question is, who do we think God is? You let the size of your God determine the size of your goal. And if you have a big God, you better have some big goals, because God doesn't give you piddly dreams. If a dream is from God, how do you know if your dream's from God? It's so big, you're bound to fail unless God bails you out. The dream will be so big, you are guaranteed failure unless you totally depend on God to see it happen. It's just outrageously enormous. It's a big dream from a big God. The wrong question. The right question is, who do we think God is? Let the size of your God determine the size of your goal. Now listen. When God gives you a dream, and it's a dream that other people are afraid to attempt, or afraid to accomplish, or afraid to even step out and try, if you take that dream and you go for it, you will be misjudged, you will be maligned, you will be misinterpreted, and you will be misunderstood. That is the giant of disapproval. And you have to decide what matters more to you, the approval of other people or the approval of God. I decided a long time ago that the approval of God is more important to me than the approval of other people. And it's not my job, it's none of my business what you think of me. It is my business what God thinks of me.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you want to live the full and abundant life God desires for you? That only happens when you seek God and spend time in His Word. That's why Pastor Rick put together a 365-day devotional book called Open Doors. Each day features a Bible verse and a short devotional where Pastor Rick, in his engaging and relevant way, makes the Bible easy to understand and apply. As you dive into this book, you'll open the door to greater intimacy with God and experience the love, trust, and freedom that comes from a deeper relationship with Him. You'll discover God's wisdom to resolve conflict, conquer fear, reduce stress, build healthy relationships, overcome temptation, and so much more. Get open doors today and be encouraged, inspired, and equipped to live out God's plan and purpose for your life. It's a great way to kick off the new year. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you your very own hardcover copy of Open Doors to say thanks. To get your copy of this great resource, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, there's one other dream buster. Oh, by the way, David did find out what the reward would be. Did you know what the reward would be for killing Goliath? It was three things. Number one, the king would give you great wealth. Number two, you got to marry the king's daughter. And number three, this was the best of all, you were exempt from taxes the rest of your life. Hello, shoot, I would have gone after, you know, Goliath for that one. No taxes for the rest of my life? Yeah, well, that was the reward. But then there's the fourth dream buster that David had to face even before he faced Goliath, and it is the giant of doubt. First, there is delay. Then there's discouragement. Then there's disapproval. And then there's doubt. Am I capable for this? Am I up to the task for this? Can I actually do what God is asking me to do? And then there are people all around you who tell you you can't. And in David's case, the expert doubted his ability. Now, there was nobody who was a greater expert on war than King Saul, because Saul had been in battle his entire life. And when Saul, King Saul, hears that this little kid is willing to take on the giant who's paralyzed the nation, he invites David to come see him at the palace. So David goes to see King Saul, and here's the conversation, verse 32 and 33. David says to the king, "Don't worry about a thing, king," David told the king. "I'll fight this Philistine." And by the way, let me just stop right here. Confidence in God is often misinterpreted as cockiness by other people. A lot of people might think a person is cocky when they're just a person of faith. It's not that they think that they can do it, it's that they know God can do it. That's confidence in God, not cockiness. David says, "Don't worry about a thing, king. I'll fight this Philistine." "Don't be ridiculous," Saul replied. "There's no way you can go against this Philistine. You're only a boy, and he's been a professional warrior all his life." Now that expert is saying, "You can't do it." And there's enough to make you start doubting yourself. I will say it about experts that I said about conventional wisdom. The experts are often wrong. They're often wrong. I remember when I'm a Californian, but I went to seminary in Texas. And when I went to seminary in Texas, while I was there, God gave me a dream of moving to Southern California, to a city I'd never been in, and to start a church with no money, no members, no building, and no support, and I'd never been a senior pastor. And so I called up an expert on starting churches in Texas. His name was Gene. And I called him up and I said, "Hey, I'm thinking about graduating, going to Southern California, starting a church with no money, no members, no building, no support, and I've never been a senior pastor. What do you think?" And this Gene said, expert said, "That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard." He said, "Rick, if you do that, you will never be heard from again." Hmm. 20 years later, he called me back. He said, "That was the dumbest advice I ever gave in my life. I was dead wrong, dead wrong on that." Okay? Now, I remember when I wrote Purpose-Driven Life, I got a letter from the editor. I framed it. It said, "This book will never work. Nobody's going to read 40 chapters." The experts are often very wrong. Very, very wrong. So, there's this doubt that comes. Now, how do you defeat these giants that are keeping you from being the man God wants you to be? How do you defeat these fears that are keeping you from being the woman God wants you to be? To be a person of great faith with a great dream and a great life work. How do you overcome those giants? You do the very things that David did. Quickly, let me just give them to you. The four things that David did to defeat these giants before he gets to Goliath. Number one, I remember how God has helped me in the past. That's the first thing you do to face the giants and to fulfill your dream. Remember how God has helped me in the past. This is a confidence builder. When I recall, when I recollect, when I remember ways that God has helped me in the past, it gives me confidence for the future. I say, remember those times I thought I wasn't going to make it, but I did. And remember that time I thought it was the end, but it wasn't. And remember I thought I was at the bottom and I was never going to climb out, but I did. And remember when I thought I was all alone, but I wasn't. And you remember how God has helped you in little times and realize he's going to help me in big times in the future, because God never changes. God doesn't love you one day and not another day. And if he helped you in the past in little ways, he will willingly help you in the future in big ways. You remember how God has helped you in the past. This is what David did, verse 36. David says, when everybody tells him it can't be done, he says, you know, in protecting my sheep as a shepherd, I've killed both a lion and a bear. And the Lord who delivered me from the teeth of that lion and the claws of that bear will surely now deliver me from this Philistine too. That's confidence. I remember how God's helped me in the past. Number two, I use the tools that God has given me now. I use the tools that God has given me now. I don't wait for something I don't have. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough connections. I don't have enough opportunities. I don't have this or I don't have that. No, you use the tools you've got right now.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Devotions. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, and we'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. To get your copy of this great resource, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Hey, everybody. I've got some really big news I want to tell you about. Our Daily Hope app has been completely redesigned, and it's available now. I want you to get this Daily Hope app. What we did is we listened to all your feedback and we installed all the improvements that you suggested and asked for. The devotional is now easier to read. It's got a darker font. The option to increase the font size is there. We've made it easy to share this devotional with other people. You can even broadcast it right from your phone. It's really cool. To get the app on your iPhone, visit the iTunes App Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. To get the app for an Android device, visit the Google Play Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, the official Daily Hope app has our yellow and blue sunburst logo. You're familiar with that. Our app is a convenient way to get your daily dose of Daily Hope. I want you to get this app today. So download the app now and get started.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.